Throughout my life, God has always given me little nudges, trying to wake me up. And each time, it slowly fades away, and I forget about it. And each time, God has to wake me up harder. He has to give me a harder nudge. He's trying to open my eyes. Open my eyes to this life isn't all about me. Now, I've always known that. If you asked me any time in my life what this life is about, I would have said, God, Jesus, of course. But in my heart, the way I actually lived, it was about me. I read my Bible daily, all the while asking, what can I get from this? And I prayed for God's strength in my life. Isn't that what God wants? In Matthew 7:21, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those that do the will of my Father will enter. I wasn't doing the will of God. I was too hung up on me and what I could do and what God could do for me. When I was little, I struggled whether or not God existed. And I decided, I want a miracle. I want a miracle for me, because God has given so many miracles to so many different people that it's my turn. So I got out of my bed and I got on my knees. I picked up my brother's radio, this red and white radio. It's his favorite, actually. And I prayed, Lord, if you exist, make this radio disappear or be stolen by morning. And I figured it was safe in my basement. Nobody would come down and steal it. And I added this to it. I said, Lord, let nothing else be stolen. So I went to bed. And in the morning, it was gone. Isn't that great? Well, it wasn't enough. In fact, it actually didn't even matter. I believed God. I believed he was out there now. But I was still focused on myself. It was all about me. See, I'm still stuck on myself. Even just this last weekend, cleaning up after senior rec, I was helping Juan with the popcorn machine. We're going to take it to be unloaded outside into a truck. And along the way, Mrs. Nelson asks if I can help her with some tables. And I say, of course, right after I help Juan with this popcorn machine. And when we got out there, the truck wasn't there. So I hurry back in to help Mrs. Nelson. And she tells me, oh, don't worry, I got somebody else to do it. Well, that person was still there. And they said, Spencer, you can still do it. Well, I didn't want to do it. So I ran. And there happened to be some water on the hardwood floor. And as you all know, it's super slick, so it wasn't really my fault. But I slipped and I rolled my ankle. And the reason I ran was for me. Was because I was lazy and I didn't want to do it. Plainly said, guys, I'm selfish. I go to school for me. I want good grades for me. I want those scholarships. I want my friends to do good things for me. I'm not saying I don't do little things for other people. But when it comes down to it, when I get back to my dorm room, it's all about me. Luke 6:45. A good person produces good things from a treasury of a good heart. And an evil person produces evil things from a treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what is in your heart. Guys, my actions were showing who I was. They were speaking. Let's say for a second that I'm a monkey. Now, I know this is kind of hard because I'm really handsome, but I'm a really hungry monkey. And I'm walking along, and I see a jar. A jar with a yummy treasure in it. So I pick up that jar. And, of course, I stick my hairy, rather disgusting-looking hand into it. I grab that treasure, and I try to pull it out. But when I'm holding the treasure, my hand is too big. I can't get it out. Guys, basically said, I can't get past myself. Matthew 9:13. I've come not to call those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners. I'm a sinner. We're messed up. We have corrupt hearts. Don't be like that monkey. Let go of that treasure, that self. Take out your hand and give it to God. Because he has a promise for us. Matthew 16:24-25. If any of you want to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways. Take up your cross and follow me. If you hang on to your life, you'll lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you'll save it. Guys, we can't get perfect lives. Only through God, if we let go of our life, he'll save ours. He'll take that treasure, dump it on the ground so we can pick it up. Guys, there's a barrier between us and God. That barrier is self. To find God, we have to get past that. Because it's not who we are, it's what God does through us.